You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. That means it's time for a ride and run with Fleet Feet and FleetFeetDecaturIL.com, actually, and SpinCity.co. That's Thomas Earl Petty, by the way, for those of you just joining us. We were listening a little bit of that last night. I got to tell you, Jeff Daly, I completely disagree with you before I watched it, but we watched Black Panther over the weekend.
Eh. We're with you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a comic book movie, superhero movie that was like a popcorn movie, but I was expecting this sort of...
That's kind of what I thought. I was kind of disappointed.
See it?
Got I don't think he has headphones.
I got one. Anyway. God. I've not seen that movie.
Okay.
Are you asking that?
Yeah. Jeff, can actually, go ahead and switch out with those
I'm
other
I'm okay.
Right, well, you didn't look okay. I came to you and you completely froze and did this.
I was trying to fix it, and I thought I'd be able to fix it real quick.
Yeah, there's a short or something in it. It's the story of Jeff Daly's life. There's a short or something in it. That's literally the name of his autobiography.
That's true.
All right. Well, and Kyle
I'll
May joins us.
Later.
And Heather Dotson.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I'll get to that. It's on my list. Exactly. Now we found out what's at the top of his list is a Weber charcoal grill that he Ooh. Keeps in the garage after it cools down because they don't make that model anymore and he's afraid of it breaking. Okay. So it's good to have priorities.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Jeff had, you know, everybody talked about this movie and it blew his, you know, made a huge box office. And I asked Jeff and he'd seen it and he said, eh. And I went, well, Jeff, you know, everybody's going crazy about this thing. And then we watched it over the weekend. Actually, watched it over two nights, if that gives you any indication. and it was okay. So there you have it. I'm ready to get outside, but damn it, Kyle, it went from winter to like 100 degrees.
We don't have seasons anymore.
No, we don't. Yeah. Although it does look like it's cooling down. A little later in the week, back into the 80s.
The hurricane's coming up.
Well, you've got that coming up through Florida, and that'll probably cool things off a little bit. But, man, it's been hot. Did you get out? I mean, Memorial Day weekend was just, I mean, it was crazy.
Man, it still did not slow things down. We had a run yesterday for Memorial Day, and we had probably 50 or so people show up for that. And we did a bike ride and probably had, man, even more. We probably had 70 or so people show up for that. So, yeah, it was a... Yeah, we got out.
All right, so people don't mind that if you do it early in the day. But yesterday it was like, I mean, 9 o'clock. It was hot.
Yeah. You know, riding in this is not too bad. While you're rolling along, you got the wind coming by and stuff and kind of keeps you, I mean, it's hot.
Get a little bit of a breeze.
So we'd stop to regroup out in the country and, oh, my God, like immediately just starts pouring sweat. So
You stay on the bike. Keep pedaling.
Yeah.
Coasting. All right. Well, listen, thanks for bringing Heather in today. We know she's the lifeblood. We know that now. You know, we've had a little peek behind the curtains. We know how all this runs. And you're taking care of things with all the guys over at Spin City and over at Fleet Feet. Heather's got it wrapped up. She's huge on Instagram. I mean, do you have any idea how active she is?
Yeah.
Because it's not
a great
you.
Job. Not on Fleet Feet, no.
No. Why is that?
Because that's what she... I think she likes it.
Okay, so how... Can I get you a little closer to that microphone? Lizzie, the sound is... I don't know what's going on with the volume levels today, but it's all over the place. All right. how much do you love social media? I mean, you seem to be on it all the time.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay. It's especially fun with what we do, sharing everything.
Okay.
And I think it's something that she learned more and more as she started working at the store. And then one of the benefits of being a franchise with all these other store owners is look at other... Fleet Feet stores around the country and see what they do and what works for them. And then,
all right, how many are there, by the way? I mean, because when you talk about being like a franchise, you know, and then are you, I mean, do you have to do exactly what they do, or do you have sort of the leeway to run it the way you want to run it?
So, coming from an independent bicycle shop owner that likes to do things my own way,
sure.
Looking at
we know
Fleet
that
Feet,
about you, yes.
Looking at Fleet Feet, I had to make sure that it was still flexible and I could do some things my own way, but kind of they give me a roadmap and I can kind of take
Well, you
want to
learn what
there.
They do that's successful and you know, why reinvent the wheel if they're doing something that works, but you also want to have the ability to put your own fingerprint on it and do it your way.
It's not completely inflexible. They let us do some things that we want, and there's 170 of them around the country.
Is there really that many? That's big.
And now the cool thing is like some of the data you get on sales and trends.
Well, and buying power, sure. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, that helps, too.
Yeah.
So, there's some behind-the-scenes stuff.
What is a day like in your life, then, Heather? I mean, you know, you guys... I mean, I always think that places like this, specialty stores, I would say Fleet Feet, I would say Spin City, I would say, like, the Brass Horn. It's like where people like to hang out. I mean, you come shop, but it's more than just a shopping experience. I mean, there's stores where you just go and you buy what you need and you check out and you go home. And then there's places where you sort of hang. Would you put Fleet Feet in that category?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, we sell shoes that that, I mean, that's what we do, but we definitely hang out. Like the runs, the rides, everything like that. I mean, you know, you were in a few weeks ago. We just kind of chilled for a while and check things out. So it's a good time for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's because people have a like cause, you know, I mean, come from all backgrounds, but they have this thing in common. And so they feel like it's sort of like a place where you can find like souls. So you guys are doing all of this custom fitting now. And I want to thank you again for donating to the Debbie Bogle event. And you and your wife were out on Thursday. Thank you again.
After soccer and stuff.
Listen, it's busy. We get it. But
it was a great event.
It was a great event. We raised a lot of money for the cause, which is important, but now I have to decide what I want to do with this bike thing. See, now I'm now constant. I have like this in my head. I don't know what to do.
Come see me. I'll take care of you.
I'm going to send Lindsay in to get the shoes. I told her, because you have no idea how much grief I had to take about not getting this grill. There was a grill that was up for grabs, and I tried. And I, even afterwards, I had to pull out all the tickets out of the bag, the raffle tickets, and show her how many had my name on it
that I actually put
in there. Because I put a handful into the golf package at Southside, and I won it, and I didn't win the grill.
Of course.
When I bought the bike in the auction, you know, now, okay, I've got the bike, I've got the golf club, I've got the golf package. I was like, well, at the very least I can do, then Lindsay can have the shoes.
Was the shoes part of that package?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so we've got the certificates. But you're going to come in. You guys do this all the time, and I want to thank you, because small businesses, it's not easy to be able to... I mean, your overhead isn't huge. I mean, you guys are work the hardest. I mean, small business owners, I just don't think people have any idea how difficult it is in particular climates to be a small business owner.
We're wired a little differently.
But it's a good thing. But you guys always give back, and it's just that's not always the case. Some of the biggest like profit eaters in a community, these box stores that don't have any sort of local, you know, go talk to a store manager and go, will you? And they're like, oh, I don't know. We have to get like permission from the corporate, you know, and that good luck with any of that. Yet they would seem to have the financial means to be able to support a lot of things and don't. Yeah. However, small business people like Fleet Feet, like Spin City, they constantly give back to the community and are supportive of the causes. And I don't think that goes unnoticed.
And that's a corporate thing at Fleet Feet. They're like huge about doing local things and giving back and all these different programs for people that can't afford socks. They donate socks.
There's a culture there within the company. Which is very cool. Yeah.
So I definitely align myself with that culture.
Absolutely.
Pretty easily. So that was a no-brainer.
All right. You guys got new clothes in. I know because, of Instagram. And I know we have a couple of set aside. What did you want, Lindsay? I know you had responded.
There was a tank that she sent.
Yeah, we've got the tank pulled back.
Okay. And then there was, you guys do this specialty stuff that people can buy. That's like really quality stuff, but it's got the Fleet
Feet
stuff.
Yeah, some fun logos. Yeah, some Decatur type things.
And how, is that popular with the customers?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely in the summer. We see a lot of people out with our 2Run7 logos on, some transfer house stuff. But, yeah, it's a fun thing to see.
See, they got the memo. It's a city
law.
Has to have the transfer house. It's just sort of required. All right, so you guys got some stuff coming up. I know the weekly coffee runs are happening. You've got a Thursday, May 31st, 6:15 meeting where you're going to have this training program for Run United. Now, tell me about this, Heather. This is an intermediate program. This is for people that want to try a 5K, right? Or get to that point.
Right. This is for somebody who may have walked a 5K or walked a 5K before, or somebody who has ran numerous 5Ks.
Yeah.
So there's a few different levels within this program that just kind of helps you get to where you want to be and the best time you can.
All right. When is Run United?
It is August 25th.
All right. So this is the precursor meeting to begin the training program for them.
Correct, yeah.
So how long is it? How many weeks is
it's
that
It's a 12-week training
weeks.
Program. Okay. Yeah. So we'll have a meeting this Thursday. You'll meet the coaches. We just kind of give a rundown on stuff, make sure everybody is really where they would need to be, but really whatever questions people may have.
All right. So what's the cost for this training?
It's $75 for 12 weeks.
Okay, that's a pretty good deal when you divide it up over 12 weeks. And you're going to get mentors and you're going to get
a coach. You get mentors with small groups. We do free cross training options. You meet twice a week. You do weekly emails. We are in touch with these people nonstop for sure.
All right. So for those,
you get a little discount on the Run United event itself.
Oh, really? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then you get a shirt for being a participant and stuff too. So I mean, it's well worth the money.
All right. Now June 1st, that would be coming up this Friday, right? You're going to start your coffee runs.
Yeah. Yes. 6:15 in the morning at Coffee Connection.
All right, so tell me how that works. I show up at 6:15.
I don't know. You go there.
I do. Donna actually takes care of it. But yeah, you just show up. We have you do a quick little check-in. We have a couple routes that we do, and then everybody comes back. And a lot of people stay and hang on the patios. Coffee Connection gives us some pretty cool deals when we get back.
All right,
it's a fun time.
Social thing again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
People finding like-minded hobbies.
Yeah.
All right, now next Wednesday at 6 p.m. is the Big Run. What is this?
The Big Run, a free 5K that Fleet Feet across the nation do to celebrate Global Running Day.
So next Wednesday, then June 6th, is Global Running Day.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. And we just want people out and getting active. We had the option to do it free or charge, but we like to have a free event. The Park District and Decatur Running Club have jumped in on this and helped us with a few things. So it'll be a fun time. Last year we had around 200 people.
All right, where do they go?
They meet at Fleet Feet.
Okay, so we meet at the store.
Uh-huh, and yeah, then we
run down Oakland Avenue.
So at 1088 West Wood Street is the address and the location there of Spin City and Fleet Foot next door. Yeah. And so you meet there Wednesday, and that's what time should the run starts at 6. What time should people show up for that?
Yeah, I mean, a few minutes before, maybe quarter till or 20 till. Last year we all kind of hung out in the parking lot, took a few pictures, and then we went across the street and started the run right around 6.
All right.
It's free to do it, but you got to register. You got to pre-register through our website just to get a head count on stuff. And you got to check in before the run.
All right. Uh-huh. FleetFeetDecaturIL.com is where people will find that. All right. And then on the bike shop side of things, you got Ride United. Man, I can't believe this is already here. Sunday, June 3rd. That's this week. Ride United.
Yep.
This is a nice fundraiser for the United Way. And you got a 20, 40, 60, 50-ish mile gravel route,
I guess,
to be very specific. So the weather forecast looks good. I mean, as good as it's been for a couple of weeks, as far weather-wise, looking at this weekend.
Yeah, it looks like mid-80s or something like that. It's going to cool down from what it was.
All right, so how do you raise money? I mean, what raises the money in Ride United? Just your entry fee? Can you raise dollars to ride? How does that work?
Yeah, so, well, our sponsors help, like Newhoff and Spin City Cycles.
Yep, happy to be there.
Yeah. And
although I've never gotten a shirt. I don't know what with Bogle. I don't know. She keeps the shirts.
I don't know.
Well, you know, maybe
I have
Tuesday.
Like 5 of them.
Really?
Oh. No, she has yours also.
She clearly understands how things work around here. All right. So what time do people show up on Sunday?
It's you can do two different rider levels. You can do a standard rider for $35 or an elite rider at $150. You get a custom jersey.
The actual jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be able to try them on for fit, and then they order them. And they're going to have all the logos on them. They look really cool. And you get entered to win a higher level raffle prize.
All right. So, and that's just a fun way to come out. And like I said, just like the runs, you're around people that like to do the same things you like to do.
It's pretty cool. So I have the routes on a computer. You can download it to your GPS device or look at it on your phone. And then they're also marked. So there's going to be arrows out on the course. So you can just zone out and go ride 40 miles and it's all marked. And there's rest stops along the way. So it's good for people that just started riding, and you can learn some of the roads that are less traveled by traffic and more traveled by cyclists and stuff that way. So it's a good ride for newbies. And
all right, everybody. So where do people go for that?
For the info?
Yeah, but where does it start?
Fairview Park.
The big pavilion?
No, yeah, I mean, the big pavilion at Fairview Park.
Yeah, you guys all know this, and so you assume everybody else knows it. I mean, somebody's got to – I got to take my bike, and I got to go somewhere to start the race.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, your time trial Niantic this Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
Yep, we're doing that again.
Then the Darren ride is Thursday at Forsyth at 6 p.m., and then the Saturday morning group rides at 7 a.m. for the faster groups and at 8 a.m. For basically anyone else that wants to sort of head out.
Yeah, Sam's been leading the social ride. He rides up to Coffee Connection, has coffee, and rides back.
I like – Sam's
like
got a good idea.
Miles.
Yeah, that awesome. Sounds much better. And then the French Fried 5K, we're going to take an extra couple of minutes here, Lindsay, is this Saturday morning. So this is the fundraiser for the Decatur Celebration.
Yeah.
And really, there's no athleticism involved at all.
Oh, no, it's amazing.
It's exact opposite.
Yeah, I saw Eric Lee doing it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, on a golf cart.
Eric MCs it from a golf cart, like with a hot dog in one hand and a microphone in the other. This is like literally one of the unique runs that we have. I mean, in that I think you can actually rent a golf cart if you want.
No, it's a cool fundraiser and kind of a fun event, and it goes right by the store, right? So they have like food stops along the way, and it seems like a great vibe. A few people are running it. Most people are just jogging along, eating stuff, drinking along the way. So.
I went last year and thought maybe we were going to run it. And once we got in there, we realized that you're just supposed to eat and drink. And that was the best part.
That's it.
Usually we do that after, but they do it during.
Yeah.
So.
All right. The 5K large fry, that's 21 over. It's $40 starting at 10 a.m. Registration ends May 30th. If you want to pre-register online, you can still do that today and tomorrow. The 5K small fry, 20 and under $20. And basically, from runners to, as they describe it, just want to have funners. Everyone in between. It's a fun time. A lot of costumes and stuff going on.
Yeah, they have a good time with it.
Yeah,
it's a pretty well-attended event for, third year?
I think so.
And a good fundraiser for the Decatur Celebration. Now, Lindsay, are you going to participate in the French Fried 5K?
I'm thinking about it,
yeah. Are you going to do it like an old 40s black and white movie star?
My transcontinental.
What was that?
I said, I'm thinking about it.
She had an accent.
It's a lot of fun, and we're going to have a great time. We'll be down there covering it as part of our Hot 25. There's so many things going on.
Yeah, I forgot one other thing, too.
What?
May 30th, we're doing a grand opening of the Nelson Mountain Bike Park, 4 p.m. at Nelson Park by the dog park.
Okay, now, so you're having your time trials.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, like at the 30th, you've got like six
That's
events
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is tomorrow. Yeah, it's at 4, and then we'll go do the time trials at 6.
All right, so 4 o'clock tomorrow. I have not yet. I've driven by it, and I keep meaning to go up there and check out the little park because they've got like a health and fitness sort of outdoor park.
Nice.
And then they've got the – have you used it?
I have not used it. I did drive by it.
Yeah, but I've not gotten out. Look, I mean, I've heard pretty cool things about it. If you want like an outdoor workout, they've got some equipment, and it's free to use, and
there's
pretty
a new
cool.
pavilion there. It's bathrooms and stuff.
All right, so then – and then how big is the loop, the bike loop?
It's like 1.5 miles, so it's a really good start, and it's been a great conversation with the park district about where it could go,
right?
And just based off the amount of people interested in coming to the grand opening event at 4 o'clock, I think it's going to go over really well.
So it's going to be right up there in that little parking area where the gym is and the bike park, all that's together up there.
Yeah, and we went out last week and shot a little video and put some propaganda together so we can show
propaganda.
People.
explains a lot. You know, I think when you hired Heather and she knew that you by propaganda you meant marketing. To let people know what's going on. Yeah,
We put a marketing video together to show like a 2.5 minute clip of the ride and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. So there's so much to do activity wise when you look at the calendar. By the way, there's an updated calendar that Kyle keeps updated at Dowdicator.com. You can go to the ride and run page.
Yeah, we figured out how to sync that all up.
Well,
it's a lot
the cleaner. Crazy thing is because you come in on a Tuesday, we'll talk about 19 events that are going on and no one's writing all that down. So all of that information is available at Dowdicator.com.
It should be clickable to where it
Absolutely.
Takes you to where you need to go. And
you can also find it at fleetfeeddecatoril.com. And spincity.co, is the web address. Guys, keep up the great work. What am I going to do about the bike? You got this guy in Ohio you were telling me about?
I got a guy.
You got a guy? You know a guy?
I got a guy.
You got another guy? Yeah. All right, tell everybody else about the guy and what the guy does.
So a buddy of mine has three bike shops out in Columbus, Ohio. He started a bike company called Roll, which is the name of his bike shops, which are kind of cool.
I love that.
Yeah, and it's a semi-custom bike for you, so you can pick like 9 different frame colors. You can pick a couple different handlebar and stem combination of colors and a few other little things, and a couple days later it shows up and start riding it.
That's pretty cool.
So the colors are cool because they're old Porsche race car colors, so it's like Carrera white and Gulf blue and British Racing green, so and they look gorgeous. There's not a lot of labels on them. They're super clean, and you know, it's a $750, it's not totally crazy for that style of bike. It's a little bit higher than our entry level stuff, but still a great little bike for the money.
All right, good stuff. Well, I'll be in to see you about that. And once again, thank you for supporting the W. Bogle cause. Very nice of you. Heather, thank you for eyeing all the great merchandise and giving us a heads up. It's like having our own shopper, you know. She's just like, send a little email, go, what do you want?
I do.
Like, yeah, that's exactly right.
I think whenever I hired her, she didn't quite know where this was going to go. Yeah. And I think she's enjoying it. There's a lot more to it than you can expect. Explain to somebody whenever you hire.
Well, it's not when I explain to people that you guys sell shoes, it's so much more than that. I mean, you sell a life experience and all the accessories that you get and all the expertise and why go elsewhere when you can support local and support people in the community doing this entire list of things we just talked about and supporting every cause along the way. So great great to have you guys as partners and great to have you in the community. Make sure you support the cause, folks. You can get the entire Fleet Feet and Spin City info right on our page at nauticator.com. Just go to the Ride and Run section, calendar of all the events we talked about, and great stuff. We'll take a break. Back with more. Stay tuned.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Nauticator app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Nauticator and WSOY Decatur.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking